Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to dive into a story just coming up on Zero Hedge about Kyle Bass. I know that Michael Burry was in the news. We did a story on that yesterday. I actually did a whiteboard on that today. Should be out next week. I think you guys will really enjoy that. I actually, there's some whiteboards that I like better than others. And the one I just did on Michael Burry and his predictions, I think was very insightful. And I think I was able to articulate my views well, and hopefully you guys will get a lot of value out of that. But today, it's not Michael Burry. We've got Kyle Bass making another prediction about recession and when the Fed will start lowering interest rates, and you know, kind of giving a warning to investors. So let's dive into that. Okay, so title, Kyle Bass. Fed will start cutting in 2023 after U.S. enters recession later this year. I think he could be spot on. I think it may happen even a little sooner, but I think that this is, he could be seeing this correctly. I mean, you guys know that my base case is that the CPI comes down slightly. Not that I'm a deflationist, or maybe even, I don't even think that I'm a disinflationist long-term. I just believe that Q3, Q4, if we go into recession, the stock market comes down, aggregate demand comes down, purchasing power down. I understand that we got issues on the supply side, but I think demand will come down to a level where we see the CPI go from, let's just say 8.5, maybe down to 7, 6.5, something like that. Not going back down to 2, but 6.5. And then we go into this recession, and then the government's response to the recession. And this is what my good buddy Schiff says all the time. And then we get the QE infinity, and we go back to 0% interest rates, or, you know, whatever they do, and deficit spending to the tune of 5, 6, 7 trillion a year. But what's interesting is, it is different this time. I hate to say that. From a standpoint, I don't know that it all depends on what CPI is doing. So I think if CPI is trending down and we go into this recession / collapse, whatever you want to call it, then they'll come out guns blazing. But if my base case isn't correct and inflation goes from 8.3, where we are today, let's say it goes up to 9, 9.5. So it's trending higher as we go into a recession, and maybe the market is still coming down. I don't know what they do. It's going to be, I mean, I'm like coin toss, 50-50. I'm on the fence. I don't know if they choose to, they're going to do what they think is going to be most politically expedient. You know what I think they'd probably do in that case? They'd probably get price controls, and then they'd allow the Fed to start doing QE. They might not, and that would be really interesting, wouldn't it? They might not drop rates, or they might drop rates a little. They might start talking more dovish. Maybe they start to do QE to try to prop up the market, while at the same time, the government tries to come out with price controls to say that they're doing something to try to buy votes. Maybe that's a good whiteboard. I'll have to think that one through. But let's get back to Kyle Bass. So Fed will start cutting rates in 2023 after U.S. enters recession later this year. Subprime star and China nemesis Kyle Bass told CNBC that while the Fed's knee-jerk reaction to the Cervasa sickness was, let's say, necessary, yeah, I don't know about that, they are now grappling with how to remove the 40% more money. So he's talking about M2 money supply increasing dramatically. They're talking about how to remove. Well, I don't know that they're going to remove the money. I mean, that would mean a decrease in the money supply. I guess he's assuming that if interest rates go up, lending goes down dramatically to a point where more loans are being paid off. Therefore, the money supply would actually decrease. I don't know if I'd agree with that. I mean, I agree with the concept, but as far as the detail of the Fed trying to reduce M2 money supply, I don't know. And I don't know that they can. I mean, and the reason I say this is because if you go back to when Volcker raised rates in 81, M2 kept going up. It never came down. That was kind of a head scratcher for me, is how could you have this scenario where they're taking rates up to 19%, they being the Fed, and if that's destroying loan growth, or if that is decreasing the amount of loans that are going out, the demand for loans, wouldn't that decrease the money supply? Because you have fewer loans being created, more being paid off. Therefore, you would assume that M2 would go down. But again, it actually went up. So maybe there were certain accounts where that aren't included in M2, where those dollars went from one account to another account. Maybe if it goes to a money market fund, it's not considered M2. I'd have to dive into the details of M2, but I don't think that if the Fed raises rates, we are in a world where we would have fewer currency units on the balance sheet of the non-bank entities. I'm trying to be very careful about how I say that, because there's a lot of nuance there with the euro dollar system, and I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But anyway, let's not get too fixated on this. But main takeaway there is I don't know that we can bring down M2, that raising rates would actually, well, I'll leave it at that. I don't know that raising rates would decrease the dollars on the balance sheets of the non-bank entities. So here's a tweet. I think we'll have a recession by the end of the year, beginning of next year. Okay, well, this is more along the lines of exactly what I'm thinking and what I've been saying on my videos. Unfortunately, the Fed's monetary policy just can't change that. Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. Exactly what so meaning if the Fed drops rates today down to zero, we're still going into recession. And I think he's right. Echoing what has now become a consensus view, when just 1 year ago, it was reserved for tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. Well, thank you for saying this. Whoever wrote this article, thank you. Because I say these things and everyone calls me a tinfoil hatter. And they call me a conspiracy theorist. And they call me that with the central bank digital currency. They called me that regarding the Cerveza sickness. They called me that regarding the mandates. They say that when I talk about recession. They said that in 2019 when I was talking about recession. I mean, all of these things, you get called a tinfoil hatter. It begs the question, how many times do you need to be right before the people that are yelling at you, pointing their finger, calling you a conspiracy theorist, stop and are like, maybe we should just listen to what this guy says. And again, not that I'm right all the time. I don't want to claim that by any stretch of the imagination. But there are a lot of people out there that have been right. And you would think the mainstream would start to pay a little bit more attention to them. Moving on here, Kyle Bass said that thanks to a decade of bad policy, Americans are going to see higher food and energy prices. Yep. I think the economy is going to cool off. We'll have a recession by the end of this year or beginning of next year. And then I think the author goes on to point out a chart of the euro dollar future curve, which is what this looks like. We've got an inversion of that curve going out to 2024, 2025. And they're saying the market implied Fed rate term structure. And yeah, that I'm not 100% sure, but this looks like the euro dollar future curve. According to Bass, the Fed will be limited in terms of how high it can raise rates because it started at such a low base. Right, because of the debts in the system, and you know, the debt just increases tremendously, or has increased tremendously, and this prohibits their ability to raise rates to a certain degree. And you know what's interesting? If you look at a chart of Fed funds, you'll notice that they raise into a recession. So when they go into a rate hiking cycle, like 90% of the time, that results in a recession. But the level to which they raise is less every single time. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. So in 81, 19% got a recession. Then in 89, 90, the level I think was 9% roughly, recession. In 2000, right off the top of my head, I'm guessing they got up to maybe 6-7. In 2007, they got up to maybe 5. And prior to the Cerveza sickness, they got up to, or that last inversion of the curve, and when the Fed was raising rates, they got up to, I don't know what it was, 2.25. So that's Kyle's point. We should assume, based on history, that when they raise rates this time, they won't be able to get back up to the level they got up to during the last rate hiking cycle. So my guess would be maybe 1.5 maximum. As such, a neutral rate will be impossible, as they'll have to pause hikes at around, well, here we go. I guess I should keep reading before I give you my editorial, because Kyle Bass is saying exactly, or I'm just saying what Kyle Bass says in the article here. I swear I didn't read this article prior to going over this live stream. Pointing to yesterday's minutes, he notes that Fed staff projecting 2.8% growth in 2022, which means growth would need to be at 4% rate to hit the target, because we had negative GDP, which actually was revised down. So he's saying because we had negative GDP in Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4 need to be exceptionally high for us to avoid a recession or to be at their 2.8% growth rate, projected growth rate. And I think just yesterday they came out and revised that 1.4% down to a negative 1.5%. So in order to get this 2.8% the Fed is projecting, we'd need to get some really good numbers for Q2, Q3, Q4. As far as he sees energy, Bass said that while he supports alternative energy, green policies such as windfall taxes on oil producers only lead to higher prices. Exactly. Exactly. You cannot solve the price. You cannot solve a problem of high prices with more currency units. That doesn't work. Or just rearranging the currency units that are there. The way you solve a problem of higher and higher prices is more supply. More supply. So you've got to think, okay, by taxing these oil companies, is that producing more oil or less oil? That's going to be producing less oil in the future. I believe this 30 to 40 year transition, and I think that everyone else that is run by NGOs and some teenagers believes that we can just flip a switch and move to alternative energy, he said, adding, we need some adults in the room to map out a plan for energy transition. Give him a slow golf clap there. Very good, Kyle. I couldn't agree more. There has been no greater gift for the Exxons of the world than Biden's green push towards green energy or green agenda or green idiocy, as he says. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff from Kyle Bass. I don't agree with him on everything. Obviously, he's a hell of a lot smarter than I am. But I think he absolutely nails it here. So bottom line takeaway, Kyle Bass predicting that we have a recession either late this year or early 2023. And when we do have a recession, the Fed will respond by dropping rates, most likely back down to zero, coming out with quantitative easing again. And I would assume he would believe that the government would start deficit spending similar to what we saw in 2020. I think the probability of that, not the recession, but the probability of the government's response all revolves around how CPI is trending at the time. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you in the next video.